Esta é a lição 30 de Pemsler Inglês 1.
Rosa and Charles are in a restaurant. Listen to this conversation.
Tell me, Rosa, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
Listen again.
Tell me, Rosa, how long are you going to stay in New York?
For a few days. I don't have much time.
Do you like New York?
Yes, I do. I like New York very much.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to see some friends.
Ask in English.
Como vai?
How are you?
Answer.
Bem, obrigado. E você?
Fine, thanks. And you? I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Say.
Nada mal.
Not bad. Not bad.
How do you say?
Palavra.
Word. Word.
Ask.
O que isso quer dizer?
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that word mean? That word.
Note que
that
também quer dizer essa. Pergunte outra vez o que quer dizer essa palavra.
What does that word mean? That word.
Say that it's an English word.
It's an English word. It's an English word.
Now try to ask.
Como se diz, literalmente, como você diz?
How do you say? How do you say?
Say.
Essa palavra.
That word. That word.
Try to ask.
Como se diz essa palavra?
How do you say that word? How do you say that word?
Try to say.
English.
In English. In English.
Ask.
Como se diz essa palavra em inglês?
How do you say that word in English? How do you say that word in English?
Say again.
Nada mal.
Not bad.
Now say.
Nós somos brasileiros.
We're Brazilian.
Try to say.
Nós gostamos da América.
We like America. We like. We like America.
Ask in English.
Quanto tempo?
How long? How long?
Quanto tempo faz que vocês estão aqui?
How long have you been here? How long have you been here?
Answer.
Algumas semanas.
A few weeks. A few weeks.
Nós estamos aqui faz algumas semanas.
We've been here for a few weeks. We've been here for a few weeks.
And how do you say?
Nós estamos aqui desde ontem.
We've been here since yesterday. Yesterday. Since yesterday.
Nós vamos ficar.
We're going to stay. We're going to stay.
Por alguns dias.
For a few days.
Ask.
Quantos dias?
How many days? How many days?
Answer.
2 dias.
2 days. We're going to stay for 2 days.
Nós não temos muito tempo.
We don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Ask her if she likes New York. Ask her if she likes New York.
Do you like New York? Do you like New York?
Say,
não é nada mal.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Now say,
vocês vão ficar.
You're going to stay. You're going to stay.
Quanto tempo?
How long? How long?
Usando o número, diga uma semana.
1 week.
Say again.
Nós estamos aqui desde ontem.
We've been here since yesterday. We've been here since yesterday.
Now ask.
O que você fez ontem?
What did you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday?
É assim que se pergunta, você comprou algo?
Listen and repeat.
Did you buy anything? 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 Did you buy anything?
Note que se diz
anything,
porque você está se referindo a qualquer coisa.
How do you ask?
Você comprou algo?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Ask.
O que você comprou?
What did you buy?
Ask.
Você comprou um jornal americano?
Did you buy an American newspaper? An American newspaper?
Answer.
Eu comprei.
I bought. I bought.
Muitas coisas.
Listen and repeat.
A lot of things. 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 A lot of things.
Ask again.
Você comprou algo?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Sim, eu comprei muitas coisas.
Yes, I bought a lot of things.
Eu comprei jornal americano.
I bought an American newspaper. An American newspaper.
Para meu marido.
For my husband.
Say,
eu comprei jornal para ele.
I bought a newspaper for him. For him.
Usando
some,
diga, eu comprei café.
And I bought some coffee. And I bought some coffee.
Para minha amiga Mary.
For my friend Mary.
Eu comprei café para ela.
I bought some coffee for her. For her. I bought some coffee for her.
Ask.
E você?
And you?
O que você fez ontem?
What did you do yesterday?
Ask.
Você comprou algo?
Did you buy anything? Anything.
Você comprou algo para sua esposa?
Did you buy anything for your wife? Did you buy anything for your wife?
Ask him if he bought a lot of things.
Did you buy a lot of things?
Você comprou algo para ela?
Did you buy anything for her? For her?
Escute e repita sua resposta negativa breve.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't.
Now say,
eu não preciso de nada.
I don't need anything. I don't need anything.
Eu não quero nada.
I don't want anything.
Nós não queremos nada.
We don't want anything.
Nós não queremos comprar nada.
We don't want to buy anything.
Try to say,
nós não vamos comprar nada.
We're not going to buy anything. We're not going to buy anything.
E vocês?
And you?
Vocês compraram algo?
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Nós estamos aqui desde ontem.
We've been here since yesterday. We've been here since yesterday.
e nós compramos muitas coisas.
And we bought a lot of things.
Quando?
When?
Ontem.
Yesterday. Yesterday.
É assim que se diz, vocês chegaram.
Listen and repeat.
You arrived. 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 You arrived.
Você pronunciou o som
D
ao final de
arrived.
Diga outra vez, vocês chegaram.
You arrived.
Agora, vocês chegaram?
Listen and repeat again.
Did you arrive? Did arrive? Did you arrive?
Now try to ask.
Quando vocês chegaram?
When did you arrive? When did you arrive?
Nós chegamos ontem.
Listen and repeat.
We arrived yesterday. Arrived. We arrived yesterday.
Repita o par de palavras depois da locutora.
Did arrive, arrived. Did arrive, arrived.
Say again.
Nós chegamos ontem.
We arrived yesterday.
Ela acrescenta ontem de manhã.
Listen and repeat.
Yesterday morning. Morning. Yesterday morning.
Say again.
Ontem de manhã.
Yesterday morning. Morning.
Ask again.
Quando vocês chegaram?
When did you arrive?
Now try to ask.
Quando vocês chegaram em Nova York?
When did you arrive in New York? In New York. When did you arrive in New York?
Say,
nós chegamos ontem.
We arrived yesterday. We arrived yesterday.
Ask again.
Quando vocês chegaram em Nova York?
When did you arrive in New York?
Nós chegamos ontem de manhã.
We arrived yesterday morning.
Try to say,
eu cheguei.
I arrived. I arrived.
Eu cheguei em Nova York.
I arrived in New York. In New York.
Com minha família.
With my family.
Com meus três filhos.
With my three children. With my three children.
E meu marido.
And my husband. And my husband.
Ask.
A que horas?
At what time?
Answer.
Nós chegamos às 8.
We arrived at 8 o'clock.
Ask.
E você?
And you?
Quando você chegou em Nova York?
When did you arrive in New York? When did you arrive in New York?
Answer.
Eu cheguei ontem de manhã.
I arrived yesterday morning. I arrived yesterday morning.
Às 9.
At 9 o'clock.
Ask.
E quando vocês chegaram na América?
And when did you arrive in America?
Aqui está uma outra maneira de dizer América, os Estados Unidos.
Listen and repeat.
The United States. 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 United. United. United States. The United States.
How do you say?
Os Estados Unidos.
The United States. The United States.
Try to ask.
Quando vocês chegaram nos Estados Unidos?
When did you arrive in the United States? In the United States.
Answer.
Nós chegamos ontem de manhã.
We arrived yesterday morning. We arrived yesterday morning.
How do you say?
Amanhã.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Try to say
amanhã de manhã.
Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Now try to say
nós vamos embora amanhã de manhã.
We are leaving tomorrow morning. We are leaving tomorrow morning.
Nós vamos ficar.
We're going to stay.
Por uma semana. Use o número.
For 1 week.
Ask her if she likes the United States.
Do you like the United States?
Say that yes, you do.
Yes, I do. Yes, we do. We like the United States.
Mas nós não temos muito tempo.
But we don't have much time. But we don't have much time.
Nós vamos embora.
We're leaving.
Amanhã de manhã.
Tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning.
Ask her if she bought anything.
Did you buy anything? Did you buy anything?
Escute e repita sua resposta.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Ask her what she bought.
What did you buy? What did you buy?
Answer.
Um jornal americano.
An American newspaper.
E muitas coisas.
And a lot of things.
Para meu marido.
For my husband.
Eu comprei muitas coisas para ele.
I bought a lot of things for him.
Try to say,
nós gostamos dos Estados Unidos.
We like the United States. We like the United States.
Mas nós vamos embora amanhã de manhã.
But we're leaving tomorrow morning. But we're leaving tomorrow morning.
Este é o final da lição 30 e o final de inglês 1.